We're going to be reading a piece of the Rav, actually two pieces today, in terms of Hashem's relationship with Bilam. It says, Vayasem Hashem davar b'fi Bilam. Hashem put a davar, so it could be a word, a nevuah. In other words, he forced Bilam to say this. Could be he inspired him. Let's hear what the Rav said. The Lord put a word into Bilam's mouth. We ought to take note of, quote-unquote, the learned explanation of our Secretary of State, John Foster Dulles. Dulles lived from 1888 to 1959. The Rav gave this talk in the 1950s, who also serves as an elder in the Episcopal Church at a session of a Senate committee. What did he say? That the Arabs hate the Jews because the Jews killed the founder of their religion. This explanation, quote-unquote, possesses profound, hidden symbolic significance. I'm not a psychologist and certainly not a psychoanalyst. However, I do have some acquaintance with the Gemara. I remember well what our sages said about Bilam. It says, Mitoch Birchaso, right? Shal Oso Rasha, Atalami Kulaso. I'm paraphrasing the Gemara in Sanhedrin Kuf Hei Amud Beis. Okay? Rashi quotes that in Perek Chaf Dalet Pasuk Vav. So in other words, the point is from the bracha of Bilam, you know what was really in his heart, what he really wanted to say. When a person speaks at length, the truth may at times slip out. When one of the senators asked the Secretary of State, why do the Arabs hate the Jews? He really wanted to reply, I myself as a Christian do not bear any great love for them. They killed our Messiah and as a result lost their share in the inheritance of Avraham. However, an angel intervened, or a, so to speak, a bit was placed in the secretary's mouth, as happened to Bilam, according to Chazal in Sanhedrin Kuf Hei Amud Beis. Vayasem Hashem davar b'fi Bilam. Instead of uttering the words, our Messiah, and I myself, alternative terms slipped out of his mouth, and he said, the Arabs and Muhammad. In his subconscious, he is afraid of the terrible fact that the Jewish people rule over Zion and Yerushalayim. I find special pleasure in reading articles about the state of Israel in the Catholic and Protestant newspapers. Against their will, they have to use the name Israel when they report the news about Zion and Jerusalem, which are now in Jewish hands. I always derive a particular sense of satisfaction from reading in a newspaper that the response of the state of Israel is not as yet known. Since today is the Shabbos, the Sabbath, and the offices of the ministries are closed, I enjoy reading a news release from the United Press on Passover Eve that says, the Jews will sit down tonight at the Seder table, confident that the miracles of Egypt will recur today. Remember, at the time the Rav said this in the 1950s, the Catholic Church would not acknowledge that Jerusalem was the capital of Israel. They wouldn't even say that. They had a hard enough time acknowledging that Israel was a state because it undermined 2,000 years, two millennia of Christian theology. Excuse me. The second point the Rav made was on the famous same pasuk, Hein am levadad yishkon uvagoyim lo yischashav. I'm sorry, it's pasuk tes. The first pasuk we analyzed, Vayasem Hashem davar b'fi Bilam v'gomer, was pasuk hey, and this is chav gimel pasuk tes. What does Bilam say? It is a nation that will dwell alone and will not be reckoned amongst the nations. Unity in Israel is a basic principle in Yahadus. We have formulated this principle in one sentence. Ata echad, v'shimcha echad, umi ka'amcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. You are one, your name is one, and who is like your people, a unique nation on the earth? That's what we say every mincha on Shabbos. The principle of unity expresses itself in two ways. First, the unity of Jews as members of a spiritual community, as a congregation which was established through the conclusion of the covenant at Mount Sinai. V'atem tiyu mamleches kohanim v'goy kadosh. The unity of the Jewish people as a community is based upon the uniqueness of the Jewish way of life, a Torah existence. What ties the Yemenite water carrier in the streets of Tel Aviv to the Jews of Boston? A uniform Orach Chaim, the Shema Yisrael, Shabbos, the Seder night, Kashrus, Tefillin, and the characteristic trait of Chesed, the hope and yearning for redemption. All of these is what unites Jews across the world. The Hebrew word is an Eda, and aid is a congregation, but it comes from the Shorish, the word aid, a witness, or edus, testimony. Thus, a spiritual religious entity is tied through a transcendental ethical consciousness to a vast memory of a people about a divine law with a common past and a collective future. It's that Torah, it's a common past and the collective future. A collective testimony, the Eda, united us all into a Jewish community. The Jew who erases from his memory this great testimony, destroying the unique collective tradition, he breaks the tie which joins him with the Jewish community as part of a congregation, as part of a spiritual Torah entity. Unity also manifests itself in our unique political historical lot as a nation. We are unique not only in our way of life, our Torah way of life, but also in our historical transmigrations, in our paradoxical fate. Our history would not fit into a different historical framework, and our fate is incomprehensible. The enigma of our existence is primarily revealed through our loneliness and our affliction in all times, the current era included. Hein am livadad yishkon, uvagoyim lo yischashav. It is a nation that dwells alone and will not be reckoned amongst the nations. The state of Israel did not avoid this unique fate. Quite the contrary, it has given expression to it in a more concrete fashion. No Jew can renounce his part of the unity which emerges from the fate of loneliness of the Jewish people as a nation. This political historical unity is based upon the conclusion of the covenant in Egypt, which occurred even prior to the giving of the Torah, the covenant at Sinai. As it says, V'lekachti, I will take you to me as a people, and I will be to you as a God. The covenant forced upon us all one uniform historical fate. The word Am, nation, is identical to the Hebrew word Im. With our fate of unity manifests itself through a historical, indispensable union. When we are faced with a problem for Jews and Jewish interests regarding the defense of Jewish rights in the non-Jewish world, then all groups and movements must be united. In this area, there may not be any division, because any friction in the Jewish camp may be disastrous for the entire people. In this realm, we must consider the ideal of unity as a political historical nation, which includes everyone from Mendez, France, to the old-fashioned Jew of Mea Shearim, without exception. When he said old-fashioned, he's referring to how secular Jews referred to the Jews of Mea Shearim. He said that in quotation marks. In the crematoria, the ashes of the Hasidim and the pious Jews were put together with the ashes of the radicals and the atheists. And we all must fight the enemy, who does not differentiate between those who believe in Hashem and those who reject Him. With regard to our problems within the Jewish community, however, our spiritual religious interests, such as Jewish education, shuls, rabbanim, whereby unity is expressed through a spiritual ideological collectivism only as a Torah community, it is my opinion that Orthodoxy cannot and should not unite with such groups, which deny the very fundamentals of our Hashkafas Olam, our Weltanschauung. The point he's making is there's two phenomena. There's an Eda and there's an Am. When it comes to the Am, meaning we're with each other, that's the historical fate of the Jewish people. He spoke about fate versus destiny. Then there's the Eda, and that is, so to speak, the community that testifies to the truth of our philosophical system, our ethical system, to the truth of our historical destiny, our future transforming the destiny of all of humanity. There we can part from those who reject our position, who reject our value system, because we cannot tolerate corruption, falsehood, perversion, and we must disagree with them and do it in significant terms. However, when it comes to the Am, the historical, so to speak, loneliness that the Jewish people have been condemned to is a function of our uniqueness. There's no difference between one Jew and another. And he made the famous distinction between the Eda and the Am, and the famous distinction between fate and destiny. And he did that quoting the pasuk from our parsha, from Perek Chaf Gimel, pasuk Tes, Am livadad yishkon, uvagoyim lo yischashav.